The Polkadot parachain auctions are going on now. Parallel Finance offers the biggest rewards to maximize your contributions on your favorite Polkadot project's crowd loan. Parallel offers the best yield and liquidity for your DOT contributions. Learn more at Parallel and get maximum rewards on your Polkadot crowd loan contributions by visiting parallel.fi in your browser now. That's parallel.fi in your browser right now. From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Australian finance minister has words for crypto, Ernst & Young puts out its hedge fund manager's plan, and Constitution DAO decides its future. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, November 22nd, 2021. It is Thanksgiving week. I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I'm going to go over to my brother's house, eat some turkey, have some stuffing, probably not drink any beer. I'm on the wagon, but I am very much looking forward to it. I'm not too sure if I'm going to put out an episode on Thursday. If you want an episode on Thursday, a Thanksgiving episode, write me, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. Tell me, put out that episode. Either that or I'm going to take the morning off. I'm not too sure yet, but you can probably sway my decision. I got a reply from James the other day in response to Hillary Clinton's comments at Bloomberg's New Economy Forum. Hillary Clinton said, "What looks like a very interesting and exotic effort has the potential to undermine currencies, for undermining the role of the dollar as reserve currencies for destabilizing nations." And, well, James replied and says, "I think that politicians or political actors saying things like this is amazing all around to me. I think it's a good thing that they see crypto as a threat. Hopefully, this spurs them to reconsider the reasons why crypto is so popular. Example, one of the main reasons corporations are getting into the space is because of inflation. By having options available that the government can't control and inflate, citizens and corporations can decide to go to a better money or investment. Basically, what I'm saying is it's good for them to recognize crypto because they need to change." James. Again, I'm looking for comments about Hillary Clinton's comments. Email me, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. Now, let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
And I'm recording this at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And before I tell you the prices, I'm going to tell you a little bit of news that just came out. President Biden will nominate Jerome Powell for the Fed chair, Federal Reserve chair, for another four-year term. And I want you guys to let me know, what do you think this would do to the markets? Again, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. As for the prices, Bitcoin is sitting at $58,344, down 1% in 24, 10% in 7. Ethereum, $4,255, down 1.5% in 24, or 10% in 7. Binance Coin, $580, down 1.1% in 24. Tether, number 4, Solana, number 5 at $221, up 4.4%. Running off the top 10, we have Cardano, XRP, Polkadot, USDC, and a new person in the top 10. Avalanche, sitting at $133.67, down 4.6% in 24, but up 40% in 7. Total market cap, we're at $2.6 trillion, a BTC dominance of 42.2, and an ETH dominance of 19.3. And now it's time for coin of the day. Our coin of the day today is number 116 on CoinMarketCap, 0x, ticker ZRX, price $1.11, down 1.3%, market cap $935.9 million, fully diluted 1.1 billion, so around 85% is in circulation. All-time high for 0x is $2.53, down 56% from there, which was set 4 years ago. All-time low was also 4 years ago. At 10 cents, it's up 900% from its all-time low. You can buy 0x on pretty much anywhere, so don't worry about its liquidity, including Coinbase, Binance, Binance.us, and like I said, pretty much everywhere. So what is 0x, ZRX? 0x is an infrastructure protocol that allows users to easily trade ERC-20 tokens and other assets on the Ethereum blockchain without relying on centralized intermediaries like traditional cryptocurrencies exchanges. And there you have it. Coin of the day, 0x, ticker ZRX, number 116. Moving into today's headlines. Australia's financial service minister, Jane Hume, has said cryptocurrency is not a fad. Nor should the government be fearful of decentralized finance, DeFi, said The Guardian. End quote. She said, as an industry and as a government, we need to acknowledge crypto is not a fad. We should tread cautiously, but not fearfully. She continues to say, don't be the person who thought the iPhone would never take off because people would prefer to have their music and telephone in separate devices. Don't be the person that in 1995 said the internet was just a place for geeks and criminals and would never become mainstream. If you guys remember back in May, Hume has always been pretty, I don't want to say bullish, very tolerant, very open-minded to crypto, where she said, if you want to invest in Dogecoin, I won't stand in your way. Personal opportunity and personal responsibility are two sides of the same coin. For me, this looks pretty bullish for Australia. An Ernst & Young study said that 31% of hedge fund managers, 24% of alternative investors, and 30% of private equity managers said that they plan to add crypto to their portfolios in the next 1 to 2 years. Managers from the largest firms and hedge funds overseeing more than $10 billion or investors with $2 billion to $10 billion were most likely to be planning to get into crypto, according to the study. So you're probably asking, what is an alternative investment? Well, it's kind of a term that is basically anything that's not a stock, bond, or cash. So that can be precious metals, art, real estate, Pokemon cards, wine, NFTs. Basically, it's anything that's not like this traditional stock, bond, cash sort of thing. Only 7% of alternative fund managers and investors interviewed by Ernst & Young said that they or their firms already have crypto-related assets in their portfolios. So actually, that gives me more questions than answers. When is the right time to buy for them if they say it's in the next 1 or 2 years? Are they thinking that this is going to cycle the same way it's always been cycling and they're waiting for the dip to BTFD? Or is regulation keeping them out of the game because they just don't know how to manage it with their portfolios? I don't know. More questions than answers that only 7% have it, but more people, 31%, want to buy. If you guys remember the news from last week, Constitution DAO was formed to purchase a copy of the Constitution of the United States of America. A DAO is DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization. Well, this DAO gathered $45 million in funds from 17,000 contributors. They lost the auction at Sotheby's to Kenneth Griffin, and who likes to bid on things apparently, because just coincidentally yesterday, I was just curious, sitting around on the couch. I wonder what the most expensive paintings ever bought or sold were. And, well, number two on the list was purchased by Ken Griffin, which is, and I'm probably not pronouncing this name correctly, Kooning is the artist. The work is Interchange, and bought it along with one of Jackson Pollock's paintings, I think it's called number 17A, for a total of $500 million. Kooning's art was $300 million. Pollock's art was $200 million. So, they just gave him a package deal of $500 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Well, anyway, now that the auction's over, everybody's like, what are we going to do now with all of this money? Some members are demanding refunds, while others are urging the DAO to pursue new projects with all that capital. Now, remember, some people who just donated like $200 because the ETH fees are so high, that $200 that they donated didn't get there at $200. It got there at maybe say $150. And now they're like, hey, we're going to refund you, and they're going to refund you the rest. It's going to be like maybe $100. So they lost $100 to get nothing out of it, which is hilarious. Well, actually, it's not hilarious. Actually, it's just a misfortune of the way that this is set up on Ethereum. If they did it on, like, say, Solana, it wouldn't cost them anything. That's the value proposition for Solana or, like, Binance Smart Chain or Zilliqa. However, Ethereum is still king. And, well, let's see how long they keep the king status, because I can see why people are frustrated with gas prices. In response, the DAO has announced that the contributors have a choice. They can either receive refunds, remain in the DAO, and receive new We Are the People governance tokens, or make a decision at a later date. Those who choose to remain in the DAO will be able to vote on the future of governance matters. Constitution DAO said this on Twitter, "We will soon be proposing a plan that outlines governance, vision, and values for the community to review and comment on." With that said, this is a DAO. Why didn't they have this to begin with? Tokens, organization, vision, values, governance. I understand this was a quick, like, let's raise some money to buy this constitution thing. Everybody started pouring money into this, but that's kind of like what a DAO is. It's supposed to be like governance and kind of weird, kind of backwards. I understand that this grew bigger than anybody thought it would grow, but I think getting the governments down is super important moving forward. That's the whole point. And finally, I never knew Celsius was investing so much in Bitcoin mining. Well, they just threw another $300 million into crypto mining, Bitcoin mining to be exact. That's after they invested $200 million earlier this year in Bitcoin mining equipment and equity of Bitcoin mining firms, and so on and so forth. Alex Mashisky said that Celsius now has an operating mining fleet of around 22,000 Bitcoin ASICs miners. Most of them are Bitmain's newest generation of Antminer S19 series, and wowzers. Alex Mashisky, the CEO of Celsius, continued to say, "These are our commitments for this year and next year. We'll be adding mining capacity all the time until the end of next year. So 22,000 Bitcoin miners now. Let's see what it is this time next year. I promise you it will be reported on." Thank you for listening to this episode of The Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, you can always email me, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. And don't forget to go like, subscribe, share, and leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again, and happy hodling, everyone.